Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We have Melissa back tonight, and it'll be a fun show. So have your birth date and the time you were born ready, and she'll do a short progress for you. So there'll be a fun show tonight. So, all right, here's Melissa. Hello,
hi,
Melissa.
Everyone.
Thanks for coming back.
How are you? Thank you for having me again. It was great last month, and figured that I would do it again to give people a chance that didn't have time or something happened or I didn't get to from last time.
So thank you for coming back. So
absolutely.
I guess we'll get started.
Happy Libra season.
Yes, it's my birthday today. Okay.
Absolutely.
205. Hello, 205.
Hello.
Give us
Hi,
your
Kelly
birthday
Jo.
And your time. Hello. And what's your name?
My name is Patricia. My birthday is February 2673, and I was born at 8:30 p.m. Sometimes I get it a little mixed up because it has been thought of that I was born at 7:30, but I'm going to say 8:30 p.m. I am a twin, so I have a boy twin.
So are you the older one?
What city and state were you born? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
The city.
I was saying,
hold on a minute. The city and the state you were born in.
Okay. In Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes.
Hang on.
Well, you're figuring out.
Okay.
You ready?
I am ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it's February 6, 1973, Birmingham, Alabama, 8:30 p.m., correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so when I look at your chart, first of all, what I do is I read the lunar nodes. They are elliptical points in the sky. It's the energy that you come in with, and you're trying to get to the polarity. So it looks like you have this imbalance between work and family, That is something that's always come up for you. Your
mm-hmm.
south node is in Cancer in the 10th house. Your north node is in Capricorn in the 4th house. And it's also, it could be mom-dad issues, you know? Capricorn Cancer.
Can you please tell us what the houses mean?
So the 10th house is house of career, and the 4th house is house of family.
Okay.
So that seems to be a theme that keeps coming up in your life, how to balance
yep.
home and family. You know, you're
yep.
a very good worker, but you have the ties to your family. And really, it's about balancing both. And people say, well, how do I do that? And it's something that if you don't bring balance to it in some ways, it's almost like you're living on this cog wheel. And your nodes are in retrograde, so it's something that's very prominent in your chart in the fact that you feel like there's a block there. You feel like you're going through the same experiences again and again. And it really does, you have to listen to your higher self and your intuition. And if there's something that you're not doing doesn't provide you abundance or doesn't provide you joy, then find something that does. And as far as with your family, and you have to set boundaries. It's very important for you because you can be, it can pull you in that direction and it can make you really unhappy. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah, I'm pretty much the go-to person in a family, so everyone comes to me with everything, and I am one of those type of people who if I start to walk with you, I'm going to walk the walk with you and end the walk with a resolution. And, you know, I could get overwhelmed because different family members are coming to me with different situations that needing a lot of attention, legal. Oh, God, there's so much going on with my family, and I am the go-to. And then I have my own things that I'm trying to finalize legally. So it's so much legal. I'm getting overwhelmed talking about it.
I think with it, you have to set your boundaries and you have to put your needs in there because you can. It can get lost in everybody else's needs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the thing is, if you put your needs in balance, everything will shift. If you don't, the same thing will keep happening again and again and again and again and again. And it'll be like you'll be living on this perpetual cog wheel forever. And then it'll affect generations too. So once you shift, everybody else shifts. It's amazing
okay. How
that happens. And I've experienced it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Limitations and boundaries for you, honey. And learn how to delegate.
I try, Kelly Jo. I try. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. 509. Hello, 509. What's your name, where you're from, and what your birthday and time and place? Hello? I guess I have dead air. All right.
Okay.
Person. 9-2. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name? What's your birthday?
Hi.
Your time? And where were you born?
Hi. My name is Maura. I was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at 4:19 p.m.
And when is your
PM,
birthday?
August 2nd, 1992, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
1992, Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Okay, let me pull this up. Okay. So, again, the nodes are the elliptical points in the sky, and I'm going to tell you what they mean, or I'm going to tell you what they are, and then I'm going to explain what it means. Your south node is in Gemini in the seventh house of partnership relationships, and your north node is in Sagittarius in the first house of self. And the nodes are in retrograde, just like our last caller. So this means that there's a block here. And what it means is you're with a south node in Gemini, you could be distracted very, very easily. You're the type of person that you could be sitting and doing something, and then, man, something will pop in your head, and it'll be like, oh, my gosh, why am I doing this and thinking about this? That Gemini energy is always talking to you and distracting you. And it's in the seventh house of partnership. So when our south node is in the seventh house, it acts like the Libra. So it's always about other people. You tend to not put yourself first. And you always, you know, with all of that Gemini energy, it can be very distracting. And so you are getting lost in the shuffle of everything. You know, you always feel like you're almost like kind of like a dog chasing its tail. So really what you did was you came here to really understand the big picture. And really your journey is about you and you standing in your power. And we have right now until early 2025, the nodes now are in Aries, Libra. So this is really a time for you to activate your power and to stand. And it's not what everybody else thinks. It's not about them. It's about you. Go ahead.
That's what I'm dealing with right now. Like, I kind of got myself into trouble because I, like, go to bat for people without, like, thinking about my own well-being first. And so it just, like, kind of burns me. And then I feel hurt and down because I'm like, how can you not think the way that I think? Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, everyone thinks positively or, like, you know, things that make sense to me should make sense to everyone, but not everyone thinks the same as you. And then I just get, like, hurt about it and, like, down.
Well, the biggest thing with having your nodes there in the seventh house and first house is you're a sensitive, harmonious person that cares about others, but a lot of people's nodes aren't there. So what happens is if you're not giving to yourself, people are taking from you. And so, unfortunately, you're going to attract a lot of narcissists and people that don't have your best interest at heart. So the universe, higher self, is saying, wait a minute, I got to think of me. And it's not narcissistic. It's coming into my own power, and this is a beautiful time for you to do this. We have a new moon and the first solar eclipse in Libra on October 14th. Great time for you to manifest and for you to say, you know what? I love you, everybody, but I'm going to think about my needs. I'm being selfish or I'm being, you know, I'm going to step into my own power. So that's my advice to you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
But believe in yourself, hon. Keep it going. There you go. Thank you. All right. How do we get a hold of you, Melissa?
Yeah, so my website is mmastrovibes.com.
All right, and how you get a hold of me, it's kellyjillpsychic.com or call me at 561-333-5367. Okay, 845. Hello, 845. What's your name? What's your birthday? Where you were born and what time?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name? What's your
birthday? My name is Maria.
And my birthday is May 15th, 1942.
Okay, May 15th?
Yes.
1942?
Yes.
And when you were born? 1942, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, and the time you were born?
I don't know what time. I was born in Italy. I don't know what time. So was it 5
yeah,
o'clock?
Kelly,
afternoon.
Do you
want
to...
Yeah, I'll just do a reading. She can't do it without the time, hon. You're working on getting your finances together so that you can buy land over in Italy, and your family's helping you, and it looks like you're going to check things out maybe in the summer of 2024. You got a plan to go over there in the summer?
When they gone now?
You know, I see you checking out land. You might go twice.
Oh. Maybe go to the summer. When they gone the end of the month, you see you're going to go the end of the month?
Yeah, and then you go back again.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see. 919. Hi, 919.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking the call. Can you hear me?
You're welcome. Where you're, what's your birth date, your time, and where were you born?
Hi. My name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay. My birth date is 12/29/66, 4:20 a.m.
1966. 12/29, December 29, 1966, and your time?
4:20 a.m.
4:20 a.m., And the city state?
The city is Goldsboro, and that's G-O-L-D-S-B-O-R-O, Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Goldsboro, I see it right there. Okay. Got it.
Great.
All righty, and let me pull all the information up.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. So your south node, node being the elliptical points in the sky, you know, the energy that you come in with, your south node is in the 12th house in Scorpio. It's in retrograde. We have a lot of retrogrades tonight. And your north node is in Taurus in the 6th house. I would say absolutely you came here to build something in some sort of health and healing aspect.
Wow.
You have all of this spiritual energy. You know, because it's in the 12th house, sometimes you can get lost in your dreams and your reality. You know, it's easy for you to kind of daydream and be like, oh, my gosh, this is such a great place for me to be.
Yes.
You know, and really it's not about that. You have a grand shrine in water. You're very intuitive. You can read.
Yes.
I mean, it's probably sometimes really hard for you to be in big crowds because you can literally you can read people's feelings. And I would say absolutely you have to get yourself some selenite or protective stones because it's really hard for somebody with your type of chart to be just out and about. Because it's easy for you to, you know, you're, like I said, that intuition and that empath that you are could be you're very susceptible to taking on other people's stuff.
That's a nice way to say it,
So the couple things are protect yourself. Here right now, okay, you're here to be human. You're here to be a human being, as far as, you know, it's easy for you, like I said, to go back into that spiritual realm. But I don't know. I see you building something in with health and healing. And now that we're in the age of Aquarius, we need people like you. We need light workers to help lift the vibration of the planet. So if that's something that, you know, that you've considered or you're mulling it over, do it. You do it, it's going to be successful.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, and I want to tell
what
you,
I got.
Bubble yourself before your feet ever hit the floor in the morning and be in light.
I'm sorry, say that again?
White light, bubble yourself like in a giant egg bubble. You're inside it, and it's like Teflon. Everything else slides off.
Okay.
So
okay.
That, yeah. Because half the time the feelings ain't your feels.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not.
So,
I do have one very quick question, if y'all don't mind. So what you just said is so true, and that's why I tend to sometimes stay to myself. The problem with staying to myself is I still have the thoughts. So it's like I struggle either way. So,
well, you need to focus,
I welcome
darling.
Okay, I was going to say, I welcome any way to kind of engage this and work with this, because it is it's a burden. It can be a burden at times, especially when I'm out and about amongst people and I know how they're feeling.
Right. Focus yourself and ground yourself before you ever go. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I wanted to say, too, I mean, you know, and Kelly's probably going to say the same thing as this, too, is you have to have a conversation. Your universe, your source, you know, protect me. Put that white light around me. I don't want to pick up people's feelings and emotions, because most of the time it's not yours.
Right.
Not right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you. Blessings to you both.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for doing this for us. Okay, we've got a few more people. Hopefully we can get through them. I don't know. We're going to try.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, 860.
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Lisa Marie. My date of birth is January 26, 2006, 1959 at 2:40 p.m.
And where at?
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
January 26, 1959.
Uh-huh.
2:30 p.m.
Yes. I'm sorry, 2:40 p.m.
2:40 p.m. And I'm sorry, where was city state?
Hartford, Connecticut.
Hartford, Connecticut. Got it. So January 26, 1959, 2:40 p.m., Hartford, Connecticut, correct?
5-9, right?
Yeah, 1959, January 26th. Yeah. So I'm looking at your chart here. Couple things that I see but first I'll get into the nodes. Your south node is in the 10th house of career. It's in Aries. Another one in retrograde. We have a lot of retrogrades, like I said tonight. A lot of times when I do readings in bulk, I'll see likenesses between charts. So interesting. Your north node is in Libra, in the fourth house of home and family. So what that means is I feel like you have been very driven in your career. You know, you're a very hard worker. But your purpose in this life is to have balance and harmony when it comes to home and family. The nice thing is nothing is aspecting your chart, meaning it's not like any really hard squares or anything like going on. It kind of sits out all by itself. But I do notice in your chart you do have a grand square in your chart. So I think that your journey has been a hard one, but I think that you've probably overcome a lot to get to where you are, which is probably in a good place now, but you had to kind of, you know, do a lot of things to get there. Would that be accurate?
Yeah. Family is everything, but I lost my whole family about 15 years ago to human beings saying bad things. So that, and I lost my career 30 years ago because of illness.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel a lot of times with Grand Square, you know, people get like, wow, my son actually has a Grand Square in his chart. But it's overcoming a lot karmically. But once you get through it, you can get to the other side. And it can be, it feels like a long journey. But then there's a big relief at the end of it. So,
I hope so.
Go ahead,
everybody.
I see you starting something on your own, hon. And it'll be very successful, business-wise.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very harmonious, too. Very harmonious, where you're going to use a lot of your journey to help others.
Oh, that would be nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You guys, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 480. Hi, 480.
Hi. Can you hear me?
What's your name? Where were you born? Time and date of birth.
My name is Shiloh Ryan. I was born in Key West, Florida, on March 18th, 1974, at 1:03 p.m.
Okay, 1:03 p.m., Key West, Florida. West Florida. Okay. It's so interesting. It's so interesting doing charts and like this in motion. I see so many likenesses between the people that I read for. Okay. So your south node is in the 12th house in Gemini. The 12th house is a very karmic house. It is about, you know, dreams, intuition, that kind of thing. And your north node is in Sagittarius in the 6th house. And your nodes are in retrograde, meaning that there's a block there. Like I said to the other callers, it feels like you're on sometimes on this perpetual wheel. I feel like for you, you're extraordinarily spiritual. You're almost like a spiritual overachiever because you have Saturn there. So sometimes it's hard for you to get into that spiritual and listen to that intuition inside of you. With a south node in Gemini, again, it can be very distracting. I'm thinking you have a lot of trouble sleeping, you know, because ideas and different thoughts and all kinds of distracting things can pop into your head. But you're
Absolutely.
Really your purpose. Your purpose in this life is to see the big picture, and it is in the 6th house, so it's really about getting on the right routine, health and healing, if you wanted to do something in that realm. And to look at it and not to be so distracted, you know. And the way to kind of eliminate that distractive Gemini energy is to almost talk to it and say, okay, Gemini, I know you're there. but I am going to, near universe, I am going to move into my north node in Sagittarius, because there I see the big picture of what my path is and who I am, and I'm not going to be on this perpetual wheel of distraction. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to think it was that simple.
No, it's but, not. None of this stuff is simple. It takes work. It takes what I advise my clients to do is to have a sacred space where nobody else can go in. No children, no husband, no partner, no anybody. And where they have, what essentially they're doing is they're building an Akashic record around that space. And they're going in there and they're decompressing and they're recharging. Because it's, you know, we're basically releasing energy that we brought in with us and that we're conditioned to operate in. So anything with Gemini, because Gemini is mind and communication, it's how to work with the energy and how to get to the Sagittarius. And a really good book is Astrology for the Soul by Jan Spiller. She talks all about the North Node in Sagittarius.
Astrology for the Soul?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm getting a word for you. It says be flexible. So that's what they're telling me to tell you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Flexible. Okay.
610. Hello.
Hello.
610.
Hi. Hi, this is Sarah.
Okay, and what's your date and time and where and when?
Date of birth, that was February 15th. And time, I think it was 3 p.m.
What was the year? What was the year you were born?
1970.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 p.m. you said?
Yeah.
3 p.m. Okay. And the place, city, state?
Florida.
What state?
What
city?
Orlando.
Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Okay. So what I see for you, again, we're talking about the lunar nodes, which are the elliptical points in the sky, and that's the energy we come in with, and we're trying to get to the other side, the polarity. So you're south node is in Virgo, in the second house of money, self-worth, financial security. And your north node is in Pisces in the eighth house. And eighth house is an unconscious house. It's psychology. It's the occult, any type of like spirituality. Things like that, or eighth house. It's one of the unconscious houses. So you know that phrase, let that shit go?
Mm-hmm.
That applies to you. And what I mean by that is you have all this anxiety, worry energy, and you're worried about financial security, you know? And in this lifetime, it's really, I think the biggest thing for anybody that has a south node in the second house or in Taurus is they're afraid they're going to be poor. They're afraid they're going to, it's very distracting for them. And with Virgo, it's always worrying about things. And it's your time to be more spiritual. It's your more time to get into that Pisces. And know that the universe will provide. You know, you spent lifetimes of knowing how to make money and put business plans together and doing things like that. Now it's really about how to teach others to do that and to find what, you know, where your security is as far as your spiritual security. You know, it's like I said, it's more your time to be spiritual instead of human. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, don't overstay your say and stuff. When it's time to go, it's time to go, honey.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if we're going to get through everybody. We're going to work on it. We're trying.
Okay.
116.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Christy, and I live in Sacramento, California. I was born here also. And my
all right, so what's your
9/12, September 12, 1977, at
11:26 p.m.
Okay,
1977. I'm sorry, the time was
11:12? 11:26 p.m.
26 p.m. Sacramento?
Yes.
I was just out in Mount Shasta. I love it out
there.
Oh, it's
so
beautiful.
Nice there, yes.
Yeah.
It is very nice.
I was loving life. I felt like I was in the most spiritual place.
It is so pretty, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Interesting. Okay. It's funny. Like I said, like things go together. So, all right. So your south node is in Aries in the 10th house. 10th house of career, reputation. And your north node is in Libra in the 4th house of family. So what that means is, it's interesting, we had somebody a couple callers ago that had this. You are the type of person that you're a hard worker. You naturally probably put your work first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're there, you get things done, you get to the point, you work fast. But in this lifetime, it's really about balance of work and family and building a harmonious structure at home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your nodes are in retrograde, so that could be hard because you feel like there's a block there, you know. How do I get to the Libra? Because it's so easy for a south node in Aries to kind of, you know, be a loner or be on their own, even if they're in a relationship or married or have children. It's like they feel like they have to take on the weight of the world, of everybody and everything in their life. But it's really about balance for you. Everything has to be balanced. Otherwise, it can make you angry and frustrated. Does that make sense?
100%, 110% makes sense.
Yeah,
yes.
So that's what you're here to work on. You have a lot of stuff in your fourth house, and it's why you probably gravitate towards family, but it's like, it's just about balancing it and not the need to always take everything on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be my advice to you. And really, again, like I told the other caller, we're in Aries Libra season, you know. October 14th mm-hmm. is solar eclipse in Libra. A new moon in Libra, very good time to ground and manifest and put and
okay.
to shift and to put some of these plans into action.
And it'll
because
help.
Once you shift, everybody will shift.
Yeah. And it'll help you to journal.
I'm sorry, what?
It would help you to journal.
Mm-hmm. I do journal, and it is very helpful. You're right.
Then get up in the morning, have your coffee, because you're a morning person.
Mm-hmm. When you were saying earlier to another caller, step into your own power or self. What do you mean by that, or how would you do that? Or I'm not understanding that part.
So stepping into your own power for you is about balance with relationships. You know, like I said, not feeling the need to take it on. She had it in a different aspect where she, her south node is in the seventh house. So she's just, you know, addicted to relationships where you're kind of like, you know, a one-man show, a one-woman show. So it's really coming out and embracing and not looking at like, oh my gosh, I have to do all of the heavy lifting here. It's really about, you know, coming in and building this harmonious thing and not, like I said, not feeling like you have to be burdened to take it on or be in something that you're not happy with or, you know, it's
that's
really
it right
focused
there.
On that for Aries Libra this year.
Okay.
So you're feeling it a lot stronger this year than you probably have in other years, is what I'm saying.
And allow yourself to ask for help and to be vulnerable. You know? That's what I'm getting. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Can I stay in line?
I'm sorry, what?
I appreciate you guys. Can I stay and listen?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. 609. Hello, 609.
Hi, my name is Christine, and my birth date is 12/24/62 at 5:30 p.m., Trenton, New Jersey.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't add a little glitch here. Okay. 12/24/1962?
1962, yes.
1962, and the time?
5:30 p.m.
5:30,
Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey. Gotcha. Trenton, New Jersey. Oh, oops, I just put Trenton, New York. New Jersey. Which I'm sure Jersey doesn't like that, right? No. Okay. All righty. So, interesting. Okay. So, when I look at your chart, your south node is in Capricorn in the seventh house of partnership, Libra. And your north node is in Cancer in the first house of Aries, which is thyself. So you're the type of person, first of all, you're an extremely hard worker. Very hard worker. You like to get stuff done. The thing is you never put yourself first. You're always doing for other people constantly. And it can wear you out. If you have children, you're doing stuff for your children. If you have for your friends, you don't always say no to things, which can drain you. So it's not all about work. It's not all about, you know, working hard. It's really about that balance of work and family. But more importantly, it's about you. And what are your needs deep down inside? And what, you know, where do you find joy? You know, not where others find joy, but where do you really find joy? Does this all make sense?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, and I feel, again, the nodes are in retrograde, so it's a constant battle for you. So my advice to you would be to change up the routine, to say no, to set the boundaries, to say, okay, I've been hearing about this solar eclipse on October 14th, new moon in Libra, and I'm going to do something about this because I can't live my life for everybody else and work hard and do all these things for everybody else. I have to have something for me. And then when you start, like I said to the other callers, when you shift, everything around you shifts. It's amazing how that happens. And actually, people respect you more. And it's like what you think is going to happen doesn't happen at all. It happens quite the opposite. And you're like, it's like a relief.
Interesting.
So
thank you.
You're welcome. And no is a verb.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We got three more people. Let's see if we can do them. 480.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Do you know your time of birth and where you were born? And
yes, my name is Ed. Date of birth is January 11th, 1959, at 1:05 in the afternoon. Place is Canonsburg, Pennsylvania.
1:05 p.m., Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. Is it
yes,
spelled
ma'am.
Like that? Cannon?
Pardon me?
I was saying, does it spell like it? What it sounds?
Yeah.
Cannonsburg, Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania. Why am I not finding this?
I think it's just C-A-N-O.
C-A-N-O.
O-N-F.
O-N. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, I'm not finding it. C-A-N.
Yeah, like the firing a cannon.
Right. It's so crazy.
I used to spell it with two N's, but there's only the one.
Okay. Maybe that's. Okay, cannon.
It's a real small town.
Okay. Is there another town closer to it? Because for some reason it's not coming up. Let me see. Let me hang on 2 seconds. I'm pretty good at finding this stuff. Hang on. Sorry.
No problem. That's what a lot of people say when they pass through it.
Canonsburg?
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Yay! Okay, so Ed... January 11th, 1959, 1:05 p.m. It just didn't come up. Sometimes the small times don't come up really easily. Okay.
Well, the hospital doesn't exist anymore, so that might be why.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. So, all right. It's so interesting, another Aries Libra. So your south node is in the 11th house in Aries. 11th house is groups of people, friends, community. And your north node is in Libra in the 5th house. And I would say to you that, again, you're like a solo person. But there's this instinct in you that you have to, it's not that you're keeping up with the Joneses, but you're keeping up with the collective and what other people are doing. And it's more about really in this lifetime is to find your heart, find your passion in what you want to do. And it shouldn't be solo. It should be with somebody else. You know, I don't know if you've had hardships in relationships, if they've been hard, if you're married, if you have a partner. A lot of South Nodes in Aries choose to be solo and or they have complicated relationships. But
that's a good way to play it.
I would say to embrace partnership and go with your heart. You know, it's not about what people think. It's not about what the collective is. It's about, you know, it's about thinking with your heart. You think with your head a lot. You're all in your head.
and logic. And does it make sense? And what am I, you know? And nope, I'm going this way. It's, you got to be in your heart. You got to be in your heart. Because of our generation, we're told to be in our head, you know? But you look at the generations behind us, they're in their heart. And it's a different experience when it's the balance of the head and the heart. It's open to a whole new world. And I feel like if you do that, and that would bring you joy, doing something, doing the things, the hobbies and activities that you love, and it's not just about you doing them with somebody that you can enjoy them with.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I know. It's a whole new way to look at things, and it probably doesn't feel comfortable because you've been operating in this other aspect most of your life. So, and it's like, it's not, your life is not bad. It's just, it could bring you a different experience, an unexpected experience that you never thought of.
Yeah, I could see that.
So,
I'm old enough
maybe give it a try. You know,
an old dog with a new trick. Okay.
Only your clothes get old.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay. 954.
Hi, this is Sharon.
Okay,
I was born
birthday.
June 19th, 1960. I was born in France in this city. I don't know how to say it, so I'm going to spell it, and it is kind of long.
Okay, hang on one second. First, what is the time? Do you know the time?
11:45 p.m.
11:45 p.m. June 19th, 1960, and the place, okay, go ahead.
It's capital L-A, capital C-H-A-P-E-L-L-E, and then it's S-T, capital M-E-S-M-I-N, and capital L-O-I-R-E-T, and I have no clue how to say it.
Hmm.
It's close to Paris is all I know.
Okay. So what, okay, it's not coming up. Can you spell it one more time? Because I see so many, it could look like a lot because I just pulled up France. L-A, what's the?
L-A and then capital C-H-A-P-E-L-L-E.
C H
A P E L L E. And then S T. And then M, capital M E S M I N.
Okay. I think I got it here. I got it. All right. Okay. So, all right, so when I look at your chart, you have the South Node in Pisces in the first house of self, and your North Node is in Virgo in the seventh house of partnership. So, I feel like, first of all, are you working?
Am I working?
Are you? Yeah.
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. And the reason why I ask that is I see you building something with somebody else, like a partnership, and putting together a business plan of how to do something. I don't know what, you know, whatever that is. That's what your chart really speaks of, you know, being in partnership with somebody. And I don't necessarily think it's romantic, although it could be, but I think it's really taking all this spiritual knowledge that you have, because you're very into, you know, you understand the spiritual aspect of things, you know, the unspoken words, the unspoken things, the things that, you know, information that you can get from your dreams. I feel like you can take all of this, and especially now when, you know, the country is unstable and kind of going through the next stage. You know, we're leaving Pisces, we're getting into the age of Aquarius. And I feel like you could use this to help people because you are a light worker. The problem is you have Chiron in Pisces. So sometimes you get mad at the universe and you get mad at these things, and it could be very hard for you to connect to that. And your nodes are in retrograde and your Chiron's in a retrograde. And I would say, like I said to another caller, is to have a place, you know, where you can put an altar and put things on it, little spiritual things, whether it be crystals or relatives that pass, something that means something to you. And you have to rejuvenate yourself and get into that spiritual state of consciousness, you know, kind of like when you can connect past lives and you can really understand, you know, who you are from a soul perspective, because the energy is there. And then you can take that and help others, you know, almost like I said, put a plan together, and help others and formulate this partnership with somebody. Does this all make sense? Or that's what your chart is really telling me. It's, you know, that you have all this information. It's just that there's a block there.
Yeah, there's a block there.
You can uncover these blocks. You just have to work. You have to work through it. You know, people think, Right. And people think, even asking, you know, Kelly Jo, it's like, no, you have to work this stuff. This stuff just doesn't come. You know, it takes work and practice. And that's why we come to this third dimensional reality to work on this stuff. But it is there for you, you know, and you have a beautiful spirit and a beautiful soul. And why not share all of this?
Thank you.
You don't have to be alone with this, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Make a plan and move forward. There you go.
Okay. Thank you. thank you both.
Thank you for doing this.
Absolutely.
Hi, 865. Thanks for hanging tough there. Give us your name and where you're born and all that. Are you still
there? Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
My name's Karen.
Karen?
Date of birth is 7. Yes. It's 7/24/56, and its place is Pittsburgh, PA, and I have no time.
Okay. I don't really do with no time, but Kelly can help you.
Yeah. What do you want to know, hon?
Anything you see I should be looking forward to, know about what's going
on? You're on the right pathway, and there is a chance for a move next year in the summertime. And a chance for romance. So you have all new cycles coming up for you.
Well, that sounds interesting and fun.
And then you could get an animal as a pet. I see somebody giving you a little dog that's like a teacup.
Okay. I never had a little dog.
Well,
that's small.
Don't take care of it anymore, and you get to, you're going to fall in love with it, so it'll be fine.
Okay. You have me with, is that my romance, a little teacup?
No. You're going to have romance, not with the dog, with the man.
You're giving me a man and a dog.
Yeah, you get to have both.
And then a dog. That
so
sounds interesting.
You're getting ready to expand your horizons.
All right.
Thank you. Expanding
my horizons.
Yep, I hope. Thank you. I hope you have a good night, and I thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you for Melissa very much
thank
for coming
you.
On. And have a good night, y'all.